This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. King Soopers workers in Metro Denver have approved a new contract. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke about the 10-day strike against Kroger, the parent company of King Soopers, during a virtual town hall.
Bottom line is you have some very courageous people out there who are in Colorado who are standing up to a very powerful corporation, the Kroger supermarket, the largest supermarket chain in the country, owned by incredibly wealthy people.
King Soopers workers were striking for increased wages and safer conditions. Denver City Council has approved a $250,000 settlement with a former detention officer who sued over a lack of breastfeeding accommodations. Lauren Flores sued the Denver Sheriff's Department, claiming she was not given legally required breaks to use a breast pump, which caused her body to stop producing milk earlier than expected. Flores says she requested a transfer but was denied. Most of the Yampa River does not have enough water. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis explains.
There's a growing demand for the shrinking water supply in northwest Colorado. That's led state water officials to now declare most of the Yampa River as over-appropriated. That designation will change how the state issues permits for new water wells in the area. The state will now weigh how new wells might further deplete the flows of the Yampa and how that might hurt other water users. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
There's a chance of more snow tonight for Denver as well as for the mountains, down to zero for Vail tonight. This is CPR News.